Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Klarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, I've got the fabulous comedian Ant, who has climbed to the top. First of all, you remember him from the hit five seasons of the NBC hit series Last Comic Standing. I think he won the very first year. And you all remember the logo series, US of Ant. He's appeared on Celebrity Kadabra, which I have no idea what that is, and The Ant Colony, which is his daily video blog. Welcome, Ant. Hello. Can you hear me? And welcome, Ant.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
And I'm happy to hear you. I am one of your
biggest fans. Let me tell you, first of all, what Celebracadabra was.
Celebracadabra
was a show. It was a show on VH1. It was basically Magic with the Stars. And it was me and Hal Sparks and Lisa Ann Walter and one of the girls from the Pussycat Dolls and Carney Wilson. And it was basically Magic with the Stars, and I was the third one eliminated, and it was horrible.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
they eliminated
that.
People?
And then
like
I hosted
show?
Celebrity Fit Club on VH1 for 7 seasons, and I was a judge on Last Comic Standing in season 5 and 6.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I've had quite the varied little career. And then, of course, US of Ant being my little favorite.
Yeah, that's where you tell people what that was about. That was hilarious. I watched every episode.
Basically,
it was on logo.
I threw a dart at a map of America at a small, hopefully it landed on a small town, and then I went to go find the gay people in that town. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I mean, I found a lesbian bounty hunter. I found the gay cops in New Hampshire. I found a transgendered woman in Alabama at this little church, and she was like literally having a bake sale to lop off her penis. I found a cowboy ranch at the Lazy L Ranch in Butte, Montana. It was wonderful. It was like an amazing, amazing experience. I went to Ole Miss and found it was crazy.
I think the cowboy one had the most double entendres.
Of course,
because you kept, because you were getting your ride me and the hay and the rolling and the and he made you work, didn't he?
Oh my God, I was mucking stalls and at one point I was like bathing one of the horses and I just said, the horse and I have something in common, and he was like, what? And I was like, well, I can't say it on television, but take a look down south.
Oh my God, you're hung. Oh,
yeah, God. Like a donkey.
Okay, but you're not, you're Italian, we know that.
I'm Greek.
Are you Greek? Oh, I didn't know that.
Let me tell you a story. I was 3 weeks in Europe. My family has a home on the island of Lesbos, which, if you do your research on me, that's no. And so I'm literally a male that's gay and lesbian. Because it's
Lesbonian.
True.
Lesbonian.
I am biologically male, but I am a gay and lesbian because we have a home on Lesbos. And people from Lesbos are lesbians.
Correct.
So I'm a gay and lesbian man. And literally the refugees were washing up on shore on our island while I was there, because what's happening all over the world right now. And my mom and I were feeding refugees and just like really getting a lot of gratitude for what we have here in this country, and it was really empowering, and it was a beautiful experience for me.
Oh my God, that is amazing. I've been watching it. It's heartbreaking, and you try to
heartbreaking. I mean, these people are fleeing their own country. These are now people without a country, fleeing their own people who are killing them in the name of Allah, in the name of freedom, in the name of whatever. And, they literally are on dinghies fleeing their country, trying to cross the Aegean Ocean just to get to a European country for freedom. And then I come back to the United States and people are like, we don't have real freedom here. I'm like, really? I didn't take a dinghy to get back to America.
Right. So, and nobody's trying to kill us. And they don't love
us. Exactly. Exactly. I don't see Oprah Winfrey on the top of a promontory ridge holding an AK-47 calling, with a Syrian pita bread in her mouth trying to shoot me.
Right. And you also don't see people in the streets, you know, fighting for a piece of bread or lining up begging.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm grateful for what we have here. I'm so proud that I live in America.
We are so blessed. And you're right. We do take it for granted. Unless, you know, I think Mark Twain said, you know, the cure for everyone's ills is to travel all over the world. And he was right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
another favorite Mark Twain quote of his for me is
sure.
the two best days of a man's life, the day he was born and the day he found out why. I love that quote.
I love that. The day he found
Isn't
out
that
why.
Great?
Yeah. Down here is the day, the two best days are the day you buy your boat and the day you sell your boat.
That's what I heard. I heard that owning a boat is just a nightmare.
I don't. I live on the beach. I'm looking out on the Atlantic Ocean right now, and I would.
Are you homeless?
I'm not homeless. I'm in my condo, looking out on the beach.
Oh, okay. Well, when you say you live on the beach in Los Angeles, it typically means you're homeless.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you're on the left coast. I'm on the east coast. We have a different world. We're in different worlds.
You have a different world. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
are you single?
No, I have been married to the gay psychiatrist from Dallas, Dr. Grover Lawless. He changed his name to Raphael Klarfeld when we got married, and I have a whole comedic routine that I do about being married to an openly gay, the only gay psychiatrist in Dallas. But we lived there for a while and moved back and forth, and how crazy it is to live with a psychiatrist who only sees gay patients.
Why does he only see gay patients?
Because that's
how
what
does he prove? And how do you prove that you're a gay patient? I mean, am I allowed to swear?
Yes. Oh, you can do anything you want.
How do you prove you're a gay patient when you see him? Do you have to like suck his cock to prove that you're gay?
No, I mean, they all come.
I mean,
in with
how
the
do
same
you? How, I mean, how do? You, hi, I'd like to see you, please. But okay, get on your knees and blow me. I mean,
well,
how does that work?
He's listening to this. He's dying of laughter in the other room. I can hear him. Well, you know, first of all, he was in the gay ghetto. He had his office in the gay ghetto. And
yeah.
Well,
I have a car. I could drive to the gay ghetto. That doesn't make me gay.
Right. But they all come in. First of all, the joke is they all drove like the same car because it was Dallas. So they all drove gray.
BMW 325i.
Right. Or 525s if they had a sugar daddy. And then.
Okay. That's
and
hilarious.
Then they all dressed the same way, and they all had the same problem. They either were, you know, about to be drug addicts with Tina. They couldn't keep their pants. They had gotten an STD. They were thrown out of the house by their ex-lover because they fooled around. So that straight people don't talk like that.
No, you're right.
Yeah, so
you're right. Although I will say something. My very first partner that I ever had was straight when I met him, or so he said. And here's how that went down. So we went out for like three times, and then, you know, he kept saying he's straight. And then the next thing I know, you know, he's sucking my dick, and he looks up at me and he goes, "I still want you to know I'm straight." And I said, "Sweetie, I've been on a ton of airplanes that don't make me a pilot. Keep blowing."
Yes, I've been in a garage. I'm not a car.
Exactly. So whatever it takes to get you through this experience, just keep going.
But anyway,
yeah. What would your partner say about that?
I don't know. Well, he said it probably more normal than it really is. He saw the confused people, but he's retired now. I got him to retire because I took up all his time. So he's only got one patient, me, and there's no copays. So it's kind of nice.
And what's your diagnosis?
What
co-occurring?
Jewish, gay, neurotic, guilt-ridden, over-sex child.
You're still okay. You're 65 years old and you're having sex still. How's
yes.
this possible?
Because I'm in like love for the first time in my life. We've been together 13 years. We met online. And,
okay, now, is he in the room when you're having all this sex, or what's the deal?
Yes, he's in the room. You know, if I have an orgasm and there's another person in the room, it counts as sex, right?
Of course it does.
I knew that.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you have an orgasm and there's a battery involved, it counts for sex.
Yeah, well, if it's a good battery. If it's dead, no.
I don't care what kind of battery it is. I mean, it could be a car battery for all I care.
That would hurt.
No, wouldn't. Trust me. I mean,
okay.
I've heard. I don't know.
You've heard. Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to start asking more questions here. Okay, so when
I'm
did
having
you get
more
started
fun
in-
doing it this way.
Okay, let's do it this way. It's so much for fun. So I live in the gay ghetto.
Fort Lauderdale?
In Fort Lauderdale. And it's according to the last census, we surpass San Francisco in the number of living together openly gay couples.
What's the total? 8?
No, it's like 300. It's ridiculous. It's everyone here is, you know, pretends. The marriage industry is huge here. They're now charging
It's
$18,000 to get married in Cinderella's castle with the pumpkin thing. You know,
wow,
the pumpkin,
that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? That's for 20 people.
I'm friends with Margaret Cho, and she's an ordained minister, so she's like marrying people, right? And I'm like, she was like, why don't you do that, Anne? I'm like, are you crazy? I'm going to just start divorcing people. I think there's more money in it.
There is a lot more money. The divorce lawyers and the are doing really well because,
here's my problem, though, with the whole divorce thing. I mean, who gets the his and his towels? How do you split those up?
And the CDs, the Madonna CDs.
Yeah.
I want Immaculate Collection
because it covers all of it.
Right. Well, what about the T-shirts from the concerts?
You can have those because I've gotten a little chubby.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody has a thing they want, you know, a different thing they want. I mean, this is really amazing. So why didn't you moderate the debate the other night on CNN? You would have been much better than whatever that guy was.
Well, sweet, let me just say that the funniest thing I heard about the debates was when Lenny Kravitz split his pants down the middle and everybody was tweeting, Lenny Kravitz, his dick fell out on stage. And when Bette Midler heard about it, she tweeted, she goes, that's not funny, one dick on stage. You want to see a lot of dicks on stage? Watch the debate.
That's true. It's really amazing.
That, to me, summed it all up. Look, here's how I feel about the whole thing. I think that Donald Trump should get the nomination, which will shore up Hillary Clinton winning the election.
Me too. I love it. I love it. I want her in
so
bad.
Literally, what?
Yeah, I do. I want her to win so bad.
That's why I think we should start campaigning for Donald Trump, because he's from Planet Banana Cuckoo Puffs.
I know.
So literally, he will literally single-handedly make the Republican Party implode.
Oh yeah. Or make them have a third party like Ross Perot, that's what got the first.
I don't know what he's going to do, but literally, I think that if we just start campaigning heavily for him, the Republican Party will explode, and Hillary Clinton is a shoo-in.
I agree.
She won't have to raise another dollar.
No. Unless you want the really.
That's my campaign strategy for Hillary Clinton. Okay. Either that, or we put Bill Clinton in drag and call him Billary and send him around the country doing all the talking for her, because she's going to dig herself into a hole.
She's pretty good. And, you know, she's going to use Chelsea, and Chelsea's good, too.
I like Chelsea a lot. And thank God she grew into those teeth.
Yeah, I know. That whole family. Well, you know, I think they've had some work done. I think they've shown some old pictures, and I think I can tell that Hillary has a new chin. Seriously.
Well, I think Hillary had the old chin. Away is what I think.
Yeah, I
don't think it's a new chin. I think she just had the other one sort of the flabby sucked away from the.
I know.
Chin that
well,
was
I think
there.
It sticks out. I think it's prettier now. I think they've made it a little.
More pronounced.
Yeah,
And Chelsea's grown into her teeth, and Bill has stopped making those Big Mac runs.
What? Right? He's a vegan. Did you know that?
That's what he says. Well,
no,
he
I
says.
Believe it because he looks gaunt, and everyone I know that's a vegan, I always tell them, are you sick or did you go vegan? You know, they look like that all the time.
I'm always surprised when I see a vegan out of bed. I don't know how they have the strength.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Almond Joy's got nuts, Mounds don't. Did I answer it?
No, listen, here you go. Let's say you're a gay man and you're having oral sex with someone and you're a vegan. Do you swallow?
That's a really good question.
Because that's from an animal. We're an animal.
I've got a better one for you.
Okay.
What happens if you have a nut allergy and a guy wants to put his balls in your mouth? Is teabagging out of the question?
Those are nuts, and if you have a nut allergy,
I mean, are you going to go into anaphylactic shock or what?
What a way to go. You could, you know, you have a choice. You can die like with a diaper and a Haitian screaming at you or in a nursing home, or you can die with a man's balls in your mouth.
I love that you said a Haitian screaming at you, because that is such a Florida thing to say. We don't have Haitians out here, honey. In Los Angeles, we don't have Haitians.
If you have any anything, if you go to the hospital and you have anything done that by anything lower than a nurse, it is a Haitian that literally just got off a water cooler floating into Miami. That is.
You just said got off a water cooler. Floating into Miami.
That's how they float
in. If your
in.
Phones are not lighting up with people saying you're the most racist person they have ever heard, you have no listeners. Because your phones should be lighting up right now with the entire Haitian population of Fort Lauderdale and your entire global audience at Blog Talk Radio calling, going, "You're a racist," because that's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard.
It's true that we just had, get this, 12... Cubans, 11 men and one woman who left her child, her 19-month-old child in Cuba. They came in on a raft made out of, I think, 40 styrofoam coolers and landed in South Beach. I swear to God, that's
how it works.
So that does work. It's only 90 miles, the waves or the wind or whatever blows everybody into literally, it's the gay beach on 8th and Washington in South Beach. It's crazy here. You think it's crazy in California?
Insane. But we were talking about Haitians. The next thing you know, you're telling me about Cubans blowing in on water coolers.
Well, I'm just saying they came in on 40. They were a little different. Anyway, the point is that when you're in a nursing home getting screamed at in a diaper, I mean, that's one way to die. Or you can have the nuts in your mouth. I don't know. I think I'd rather have the nuts in
my
mouth.
I'd rather die with some balls in my mouth. I love getting teabagged. Here's the other thing. In Los Angeles, all the nurses are Filipinos.
Okay, so you're on the other end. Right.
Yeah. I asked a Filipino woman in my audience one day, I go, that's such a little country. What's the biggest export from the Philippines? And you know what she told me? Filipinos are the biggest export. My
nurses.
God, there's a ton of them around the world.
Lori Lynch is on the phone. Hey, Lori.
You filthy, filthy, filthy boys.
You, you goddamn lesbian. I love you. I miss you.
I miss you so much, Anne.
I can't
and
wait
by
to
the way,
see you.
Yes, if you put the balls in your mouth, you do get a nut reaction. That's why
you
I'm
do.
A lesbian.
That's right. You get anaphylactic shock if you have a nut allergy and a guy tries to teabag you.
I understand.
Exactly.
But what happens if you
my sole purpose for calling in.
What is it
you filthy, filthy pigs.
What is it you swallow when you're a vegan during oral sex? Do you like lose
seminal
your vegan
fluid.
Well, that's from a human. It's from a mammal.
Nate, is your husband vomiting?
You
right
might,
now
if you're bathroom? If you're a vegan, it's a spit for sure.
It's a spit, but if you've already had it in your mouth, it's too late. It kind of gets absorbed. He's yelling at you now.
Oh my gosh, you're getting all technical.
Is your
husband?
I feel so, your husband is vomiting in the background right now.
So's my wife.
It's like hilarious. Lori is on the line.
Hi, Soraya. Hi, honey.
Soraya, Ann says hi.
Okay. This entire conversation is because Ant is coming to Miami to MC the third annual Pink Flamingo Award.
Pink Flamingo Award.
Woo, woo, woo.
benefiting
Yay.
And honoring
Miami
the best
Lesbian Center. And Lori is the executive director. And take it away, Lori, and talk about it. Talk about the Pink Flamingo Awards.
Well, you know what? The first thing I have to say is clearly I'm incredibly excited to have Ant back this year. He just made the crowd wild last year. It was just so much fun. And it was interesting because I knew he did a great job that night. I knew everyone fell in love with him. But then a couple months later, I went back and I viewed the video of the award show. And I watched Ant when no one knew really he was watching. He was in the background. He was so committed to our community, so loyal, so committed, so interested and passionate about what he was doing. Very impressive, and that's why he was must to come back this year. So, hey, Ann, welcome back.
I can't wait,
So tell us about
wait,
the
Lori.
Ceremony. Tell us about, you know, people have been voting for how long?
People have been voting since July 21st. There's two rounds of voting. First round is the write-in round. You vote for anyone you want in any of the 21 categories. Then from there, we take the top five vote getters in each category, and they become the official nominees. And then ding ding, second round opens, and you're now voting for the winners. And then, of course, the winners are announced live next Thursday. Oh my goodness, can't believe it! September 24th at Jungle Island.
And let me ask you, has my Roxy been nominated?
Your Roxy has been nominated. She's had quite a year really getting involved with our local LGBT community. So we love her and we wish her the best of luck this year.
Yeah. She
now
didn't win
all,
last year. I was very disappointed.
I know you were. You had a little tantrum there, but we pulled it back together, right?
We did.
You know what, we get all excited about the whole, the awards and the voting and the entertainment extravaganza and all the shenanigans, and it's a blast. It's a fun, fun night. But then at some point we have to reel it back in and say, okay, why are we doing this anyway? What is this all about? So as executive director of the LGBT Visitor Center, let me tell you what it's about. The center is operated by the 501c3 nonprofit foundation of the Miami-Dade Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. And we rely on donations and grants to sustain our operation throughout the year. And we have had these doors open since 2010 and continue to have huge, lofty goals. But all of those goals will only come to fruition with the support of our community. So that is exactly why this event is so important, to raise funding for the LGBT Visitor Center on Miami Beach.
And awareness.
And seen.
That's right. And I want to tell the listeners, if you've never been to the actual LGBT Visitor Center on Miami Beach, it is located in the historic Old City Hall. It is one of the most beautiful buildings I have ever been in.
It's stunning.
It's fabulous. Like, I went last time I was in town. She gave me a tour of it. It was wonderful.
It's amazing. And it's like, and the location is great. You get a lot of drop-ins. You're doing some great work. And it's again, I'm going to give you your. If you go to the PinkFlamingoAwards.com, you can buy tickets at that website. You can also contact Lori at the LGBT Visitor Center. I love it. It's at the Treetop Ballroom. So you can say live from the Treetop Ballroom of Jungle
Island. Right? Isn't that fun?
I love it. Man. I can say it all night. Anyway, so I just wanted you to get that plug in for everyone. But, I mean, tell us more, a little bit more about besides Ant, do you have any other entertainment planned for that night?
Do you know what? Yes, absolutely, I do. And just the overall, there is an hour-long open bar cocktail reception sponsored by Bacardi Grey Goose. And that's from 7 to 8. Silent auction happens at the same time. At 8 o'clock, we sit down to a beautiful three-course dinner as the awards show begins. And yes, this year, in addition to Ants, I have a whole slew of characters, entertainers there to perform and make you laugh and just thoroughly over-the-top fun from start to finish. Lots of surprises. I don't want to give away all the fun little secrets, but just buy a ticket, show up, have a great time. That's what it's all about. I just want people to smile, have fun, have a good time, and let's raise some money for a great cause.
Again, it's a great time of year. This is kind of the beginning of season. You kind of knocked it out of the park having it so kind of like it's already, it's already after the Jewish holidays. Let's be honest. Everyone's back in town. And, it's kind of the beginning of the whole holiday season. So it's a great way to start your holiday season by going to pinkflamingoawards.com, buying a couple of tickets. How much are they a piece? $75.
They're only right. $75 for all of that.
Great. That's great. That's a really cheap evening for an open bar and your dinner and entertainment. My God.
Right.
And it's like free food. Like it's all over. I'm really, really excited to be part of this. I just had dinner with Sharon Kirsten, one of your PR people. And she was
Oh, you
so
did.
Excited.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I just saw her a few minutes ago. And so she said, I'm going to run home and listen to your show. She's not calling in. But Sharon's a doll, and she's the one who got us together. You know that?
Yes, she did. She did. And I thank her for that. And Sharon actually is a great example of some of the phenomenal sponsors who have stepped forward this year. I'm just completely overwhelmed by the support and generosity from our local business community.
She's an ally. She's a straight ally. I want to add
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
A lot of people don't realize, that we have many straight allies. It's the Bacardi family, which mm-hmm. is a local. They're a local family. They live here. They live here in Miami, in Miami-Dade County. And I don't know of any LGBT organization in South Florida that has ever asked them for a donation or a sponsorship, and they have always said yes. I have never heard anyone getting a no from the Bacardi family. And as I said, they are, and it's run by the family. It's literally these people's mm-hmm. last names are Bacardi. It's like crazy. I didn't, I went in there once and I looked like, hi, I'm so and so Bacardi. And I went, really? Like,
mm-hmm.
like you don't go to nobody, a Budweiser or a Coors, but it's, and they are amazing. And again, they're an ally. And I know that, we have we've come a long, long way. We have a lot to do. We have all these crazy religious things happening. We're down to our last minute and a half, and I have a few questions from Ant from our chat room. One
Yay.
Of them is, I am interested in becoming a stand-up comic. How do I start? And you've only got a minute.
That's a great question. Start going to your local club, write a few minutes, and if you don't have a local club wherever you live, go to a coffee shop, go to an open mic, and get up on stage as much as you can. Be true to yourself, tell a few jokes, and start honing in and making a little act for yourself. That's how I did it.
Right, in front of an audience.
Good.
Yeah.
In front of a crowd, right.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you have a video blog, The Ant Colony, that I just kind of peeked at a few episodes. How has all that changed, all the social media and video and YouTube? Has that hurt or helped the comedy scene?
I don't think it's affected the comedy scene at all. I just think it makes you more accessible to your fans, and mm-hmm. I think it makes you a little bit more real.
Right.
So, and I think more personalities and more actors and comedians and artists use it more for promotional purposes, which is kind of cool and it kind of sucks. It's kind of double-edged. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I use mostly social media just to communicate with my fans and my friends.
Right. The Ant Colony, if you don't get online, it's on your website. What is your website again, real quick?
TheAnt.com.
Okay, TheAnt.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
TheAnt.com.
And we are done for tonight. We'll see you all next Thursday
thank
night.
Thank you so much, Lori. I'll see you next week.
All right, okay. Sweetheart. Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Aunt. Thank you, Lori. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.